We want to welcome you this Sunday afternoon to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. God bless you. Thanks for listening in. We know that the Lord's going to touch Brother Freedom, and something good is going to come from the throne room to meet our needs, your needs. Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for how you're using Brother Freedom in these days. Thank you for anointing him mightily. And we pray for a mighty anointing on the listeners, because if your touch, Father, is not upon them, they cannot receive these wonderful, deep, marvelous things, that they might be able to receive the truths from heaven. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike is going to come, and he has some scripture that Brother Freedom's asked to be read.
This is Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 20. For the invisible things of him, that's God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Let's pray again, Martha.
Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, open it up to us. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for the words that you're going to give Brother Freedom straight from you. In Jesus' name.
I want to say that I'm really thanking God for his goodness, for his mercy. I'm thanking that everything he has a beginning. In all beginnings that we do in God's endeavor, it's all in. Everything that we have, we buy a new car. One day it's going to end up in a junk pile. And so it's going to be there. And whenever we do things this earth, where they become the chemicals in the air, whatever we have, things happen. But this first verse here, the invisible things, is what we need to think about. See, you as Christians, we're supposed to have been grown up enough that we're not looking what we're seeing. And I'm saying truth because I understand that. And most people don't understand it, but to faith is part of what our character, our thinking should all be connected to faith itself. And faith works in the dimensions of to faith in God. God's the only way to bring faith to pass. Everything that we do in the natural is going to end. Everything we do in God's just starting off for a future. So what we do in ourselves is going to end sometimes very abruptly. Sometimes it just fades away. Sometimes there's no fulfillment. But what we do in the spirit world, it becomes a kind of the glory starts. It magnifies it. It goes like God built the world. See, God just spoke everything into being. And as Christians, we're take on his nature. His nature is taking nothing. We don't see nothing, but with God's just speak, it's going to happen. So when I pray for someone, I know it's going to happen. I don't have to do nothing. But a pilot system on a big machine, some of these big backhoes and the real big stuff, if they had valving on it in the old mechanical days, you wouldn't be able to take a big enough levers to get it to get in and out of position. He couldn't be able to handle it. But they put a pilot system on it, so it's like working a computer, a mouse, like that type of controls. And when you just touch something, it's in, it's in. When you say out, it's out. You didn't have to put it on a lever and pull on real hard. Oh, boy, one. But 2 hours of that, you're fatigued. Well, see, that's what we do, is get fatigued in the spirit realm. And that fatigue makes us irritated. We get irritated because we're not accomplishing what we think should happen. So fatigue is a way of destroying our being able to stay with something. And in the world of God, we have to have a power that's greater than what the workforce that we're working against. See, when you have an engine run, it means that one piston is sucking fuel down here, and the other one is on the closed piston, so it's sucking it down, is on the compression, so it's pushing down. That's how it works. And you get more cylinders, and they're hooked there, and they're together. This one's opened up, this valve's opened up, and that's the way we are spiritually. But it has to be in time. If it gets out of time, it stops. And that's the way that we that wait upon the Lord shall renew our strength. So what most Christians I've been around, they believe in prayer, even some are spirit-filled, and they believe in moving through the spirit, but they can't get their timing right. The timing is very critical, very crucial. Without power, unless you're in sync with God, it don't work. So when this exhaust valve is supposed to go up, the lobe of the cam has to be pushing that valve up at that time. 20,000 clearance, that means 20,000 is their perfect timing. You don't set it at 18, 22, you set it at 20,000. And when that cam comes around, 20,000, and it keeps it in time. But if you get off of specs, specifications are very needful in making things work. But that's the same way it is with God. His specifications is, and knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. This week I went down and I wanted something, and I got my daughter with me. So I bought there's only one left, and I bought it, but I said, I told Phyllis, I said, I'm not going to like it, that color is just, and I said, why did I buy this? The Lord says, because I wanted you to. I said, that's, boy. And I said, I know it. I just said, Lord, forgive me for buying this. I didn't make noise. I had a reason. Because we as God's people in America look, my Christians, we're looking at what we see. If they had to take a biography of what they see, that's what their Christianity would all rely on, what they see. 99% of people. That's even pastors. What does the Spirit say? Because God expects us. In the third chapter of Revelation, it says, what said the Spirit to the church? But see, we're not hearing what said the Spirit. And most people, I wouldn't want them interpreting the Spirit, because you'd be wrong, you'd be worse off and not knowing. But that's still not excusing that the Spirit is right. He's always right. Because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Now what does that mean? It's just a little bit wider point on the Holy Spirit. See, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, triune. When you move one out, you're trying to use two cylinders on an engine. You put two cylinders on, that engine won't pull itself. Did you know on a six-cylinder engine, you can kill one or two cylinders, and you've lost over 50% of your power because of the way it's made? The functions work carefully under power. It's designed to work in a certain order. God designed this earth to work in a certain characteristic, because what the characteristics that we should be seeing is He's coming soon. No one sees it. Well, I see it very vividly. It's every place. When people die every night, when trees come up out of the ground, tornadoes, and this is not just the United States, it's global. Alaska's got ice flooding down the river. Never happened. Anchorage, Fairbanks. Disciples asked Jesus, what shall the sign of His coming be? He says, perilous times shall come. We should be so keen. Are we really keen with the Lord? See, the Bible, there's a lot of scary things. The Bible says, be not partakers of this world. God expects us to, as Christians, to put Him first. Jesus said that, seek ye first, but what we see is what we're living. We don't figure it as part of the future. Now, we know that we're in desperate times, but a lot of people don't have it connected to the coming of the Lord. This whole earth was built for one reason. At the last hour, last days, all this growth, they claim right now there's more people that came, was born, just in the last few years, than it's been since the foundation of the world. The multiplication's been that powerful. So the earth is getting ripe. It's ready because in James it says, God waiteth for the fruit of His people. What is the fruit? We're the fruit of it. Now we think it's sort of scary and all this. I feel the same way. I mean, boy, what's going to happen? But Bible says, take no thought of tomorrow. And doing so is the evil thereof. We're not taking a thought about tomorrow. God's going to take care, as He said, He'd take care of the birds, the sparrows. He's going to take care of us. His eye is over the righteous, and my ears are open to cry. That's where the trouble is. We're not open to Him. The righteous are not where they should be. Love them. Because our minds are not on the Lord. That's the part here. Do we really know God? Do we want? We really, is He pretty first, or every day of our life, or are we doing something else? We got to really think about that. Is He the number reason? Because we're going to go home a little while and do this, but we should have that in our mind that everything else really comes. I'm just saying the way God has it. So we're all going to miss it unless we get right. Because they knew God. When we start obeying God, then we glorify Him. If you love me, keep my commandments. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And we live in a busy, busy world. Every place we go, there's things we've got to observe. Driving, we got to do this, we got to go to the grocery store at a certain time, all these things. We have to keep in our mind, but yet there's still in the back of our, out here, there should be a love of God. The glory should be in our life. It isn't there. We're absent. I've seen the church really deteriorate. I'm sad to say out there, America, I'm seeing the church deteriorate. And the church is deteriorating fast. And the problem is, eternity is very close. And what do we want? We want to live now for a season? God loves us so much, He could make us serve Him, but He won't do it. It would be better if He did, but He won't do it. It all has to be from our heart, with our love, our loving, the glory. There's nobody to love you like Jesus. There's nobody to love you by God the Father. There's nobody that will help you. Never wrong. They're always right. There's nothing compares with the love of God. But it does break my heart when I see that multitudes, and Joel says, multitudes stand in the valley of decision. And that day is now. Joel saw this, multitudes in the valley of decision. The decision is when you have an opportunity to make change, you don't do it. Remember that when you have opportunity to make change and you don't do it, you're responsible. Because God gives you time to take heed. This is in Hebrews, the things you've heard, lest any time you should let them slip. Slip is they're getting out of your grasp, they're getting away from you. Well, I get it. God can give you a second chance, third chance, but if you don't, pretty soon you've lost it. And then the Bible says we're eternally, I don't like to use that word, but it's a terrible word. Bible says if you didn't shorten that day, the very elect would not be able to be saved. Why would He say that? His word's not wrong. See, the modernists got that wrong, but that's in the Word. And this first chapter in Romans speaks the same, because when they knew Him, they glorified God not in the things that they knew. They let them slip. They let them disappear. Neither were thankful. Well, I've never seen such an unthankful bunch of. We should be thanking God every day of our life. Praising Him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be my soul, shall make a boast, Lord, the humble. See, that's another place God will not force us. The Bible says, be clothed with humility. God's not going to force you to humble yourself. For God resists the proud. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Then it says, be sober. Why does it say be sober? Well, don't think like a drunkard man. Drunk man don't care what he's saying. He's not going to keep his word. But you're going to keep your word. When you made a vow to God, it says in the Bible, don't make a vow to God unless you're willing to keep it. We become a liar. And the Bible says, God sees we're now having the truth in us. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world passed away, the lust of them, but he who doeth the will of God abideth forever. You abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great, in my, what do you say, great and mighty things you know not. Well, I'd like to know those things when God shows you. But God's getting very serious. He's coming soon. Those old graves, some are going to wake up to righteousness. And Daniel says there's going to be a day of traveling, of great knowledge. It's here. I guess computers are just exploding. And you can't make encyclopedias fast enough because they're out of date. We can't keep up. But see, with God, you're always up. In the world, you can't keep up. You're always down. And I'm telling you, God is the only answer to be with you to what you're facing before you. It's amazing. God don't give me this through all the week. I have to feel like everybody else does. But here, let's become alive again. Once in a while, let's become out of my shell a little bit. But I have to feel what people are going through, and it's not good. I feel for everybody out there. That's why I'm going through this. I had this stroke because God wants me to feel like all of you are hurting. I didn't hurt before. Now I don't never really feel good. They did it for purpose. I feel for people because I got a future in heaven. I got a future. Oh, be of the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. Can everybody out there, can you say that with affirmity? If you can't, you need to pray this day. Don't let this day leave you until you can make an affirmity with power with God that you're going to stand and done all to stand. It says that. It says in that day, after done all, you're going to stand. We need to realize that times are coming, a time of destruction. You know, they used to, didn't want to even speak about, but look, the weather is just doing it for us. I watch Weather Channel about every day. There's homes, just a couple more killed last night. That's in America, this happened. South America, Brazil, high floods, snakes in every place. Terrible. Alaska, everything's supposed to be froze. It's falling out and just the right ice jams. And it's perilous times. The Bible says perilous times will come. Men shall be lovers of themselves. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, without natural reflection, truce breakers, never tell the truth, false, accusers, heady, high-minded, oh, all those things, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power of them, denying the power from such, turn away from, so I've turned away from it. I have a long time ago. I was asked yesterday when I went to the grocery store, this fellow, he said, where do you go to church at? I said, well, what do you really know? Because he said, I don't know. I said, I'm not going to no church. Well, you don't. I said, no. I said, I get to minister about over 1,000 people a month. That's pretty good. Oh, he just closed his mouth. I said, I'm seeing miracles happen too. I'm seeing signs and wonders. He's coming soon. Oh, he's really fled then. See, God gives you the right answer what you're facing. Here about a couple months ago, this guy owed me for quite a few years. Wasn't a big amount of money. Just a couple $100. Because I didn't charge him full bore or full rate. I figured if I got that back, it was better than nothing. So I called him finally here. And I says, the Lord spoke to me and says, ask him about his red paint. So I did just what the Lord said. And when I said red paint, wow, he said, I'll send you money. He said, I've never sent money to you. I said, no, you've never sent me, never, none. I said, at least I get some of my gas money back. I said, I worked pretty hard on that job and I needed me nothing. Well, I'll send it to you tomorrow. And I said, well, I'll accept it then. The Lord said, that's fine. But you go start going God's way. Don't say no more than he tells you. But you got to be prayed up to do it. It just doesn't come by sitting down and saying, now I'm going to lay me down and sleep. Now my soul to keep. Well, I should die before I'm awake. I pray the Lord my soul to take. No, it don't come like that. It takes hours to come. The glory! All those miracles that I did years ago, it's because God gave me a formula to go by. I prayed in the Spirit for 3 hours straight. When I got someplace, I knew exactly what it was before I got there. That's why those things happen. And knowing the time, now it's high time to wait upon the Lord for His salvation near the relief. We need to be prepared, ready, on fire, our suitcase packed. Nothing in this world. No, we don't even have a suitcase unless like that dream. I'm just going to go through the knothole. That's it. It's that close. But I'll tell you, we need to prepare because he's coming at a time we know not. The world doesn't see him. And take heed yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with a servanting and drunkenness and cares of this life. You can go to church and the church sends you. I'm serious. God told me that. Because all your mind's on the church, not on him. Seek ye first his kingdom. This will be there. Church, you'll be part of it as long as you keep your mind on him first. Until you grow, you need to be in God's tutorship. After you can keep your mind on the Lord, send you here to here. But till you can, you're still a babe. I'm speaking to you out there. There's a lot of babes in America. Wake up. Got diapers. They're stinking. You need to be clean. Now's the time. Now's the time to prepare for where you're going to spend eternity. And there's only two places you're going to go. Figure it out. Heaven. The other place is not. God didn't make it for the child of God. He made it for those that come against God. But as God spoke in my heart, we're all to take heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. And we're all of us to let it slip. We've forgotten. We're too busy caught up in what we're doing. Is it more important where you're going to spend eternity? Because you're going to spend it in hell. And I've been down there one time when I was sick. It's terrible. It's a terrible place. But God doesn't work. He has a wonderful heaven prepared for the I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man. The things that are prepared for them to love God. But we say we love him, but in actions we don't love him because we're not putting him first. See, that's the bottom line. We got everything. We're too busy. We're too concerned. We shouldn't love God more than our own parents, own wife, our own husband. Because Jesus said if we don't, Jesus, everybody said he's easy, but he just made it pretty hard. Is your sister, brother, more dear than I am? God wants us to put him first. God bless you. I'm going to quit because I believe that all of you heard plenty enough to be able to eat it for all week. I know it's a big sandwich, but we know come Mashiach, the glory. For the Lord has spoken this day, says the Spirit of God. I am here. I'm here. My people need to wake up, for I say my coming is soon. For I say, my son has spoken my word, my truth, and I have touched him in a mighty way. And those who receive what he has, I will bless. But those who deny him, I will deny them. For I have used this day for my power, my anointing, my strength. For I am alive, and I am coming for a remnant, a holy people, says the Spirit of God. Brother Clint, you want to close?
I received this message from a very simple messenger. Can you receive a message from a simple messenger? I know that Brother Freedom is a messenger that God has sent. Thank you, Father, for this message. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.